Right, well, that's the finance from the big end of town. Let's try and get some finance in all the punters' pockets, and Zach Spain might be able to help us out with that because he's got another dual Group One opportunity at Caulfield on Saturday. The Group One winning jockey joins us now. G'day, Zach. How are you, mate?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. Now, did you give Shane Nicholls a little baby present, or are you going to do that on Saturday on Streets of Avalon?
Yeah, hopefully I can do that Saturday. Yeah, obviously had a beautiful little girl yesterday, so hopefully she brings a bit of luck.
Absolutely. And how is Streets looking? He's attempting to go back to back. He was brilliant with you on board in the CF4 Stakes. I think it's fair to say, though, that this is a much deeper contest in the futurity.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But, you know, probably I think the horse is going as good as ever, and he hasn't put a foot wrong in this prep, so... obviously, it's going to be a bit of a stronger race, but I can't see why he can't put another Group One on the board.
Well, he likes it hard and fast, and they're the conditions he's going to get at Caulfield on Saturday. Have you had a look at the race shape as yet?
Yeah, I have. On paper, there doesn't seem to be a lot of speed. I'm pretty sure they put blinkers on Crosshaven, so I wouldn't be surprised if they let him slide on Saturday, and you know, hopefully, he's in front. I've got a bunny to chase and. Pretty much I'll be doing the same as in the oil. I'll be putting on the pressure early and making them backmark his chase.
Have you done any work with him in between his win and the oil?
No. His regular track rider, Jordan, does all of his work, and the only time I sit on him is in jump outs and races, so I'm pretty lucky there. But, don't change anything. That doesn't need to be fixed, I believe. So.
Well.
He's doing a terrific job, and it showed this prep.
Yeah, he's two from two this time in. Have the reports been that he's got more improvement? He's improved again since the oil?
Yeah, Shane said he's improved again and he's absolutely flying. So they're the things that you want to hear after a Group 1 win, saying that he's improved. So, yeah, really looking forward to Saturday.
A couple of months ago, would you have thought you'd have been heading to Caulfield on a Saturday with two Group 1 rides and genuine chances?
Absolutely no chance. I normally ride out in the country a lot on Saturdays and find it pretty hard to get rides in town. So, I'm just grateful and feel very privileged to be able to, you know, have some nice rides and some nice chances in some Group 1 races.
Is this your first ride in the Diamond?
Yes, first ride.
Well, Marine One is a horse that... looks like he's got a lot of potential, and the further, the better. The blinkers go on Saturday. Have you been working him between races?
Yeah, I rode him on Tuesday morning with the blinkers on first time, and he worked with the stablemate, Ab Taylor, and they worked out really well. I found he was still nice and relaxed with the blinkers on, but when I asked him to quicken, he really quickened up underneath me, and I think they've switched him on. So I think that's all he needed. In the prelude, I thought his run was good, but he just felt like he sort of floated up the straight and didn't really change legs. So I said to Lloyd, maybe put the blinkers on, and he agreed. So, that's another one I'm really looking forward to on Saturday. I think he's sort of flying under the radar.
You've drawn 12. What are your thoughts on the gate?
Yeah, it's not ideal. But, you know, there's good speed out wide, obviously. Antar's drawn 14, which is going to be, you know, putting the speed on, and Josh has drawn 8, which will also be putting speed on as well. So, and even Lloyd's other one, Ab Taylor, it's drawn 16, and it'll be pushing forward. So, look, there's going to be nice speed. Hopefully, I can sort of lob, fifth, sixth, maybe three wide with cover or something, and hopefully not be too far away from him at the top of the straight.
The market probably underestimates his chance. What do you realistically expect on Saturday?
I think he'll run really well. I'd be disappointed if he didn't. His sectionals in the prelude were really good. I think he ran the third quickest last 600. And I felt, as I said, I felt like he was floating. So I feel like there's a lot more under the hood. And, I think with the blinkers on, we'll see that on Saturday.
Do you get nervous in the build-up when it's a big day? You've only got the two rides. They're races 6 and 7, so you've got to wait around for a while.
Yeah, not really, to be honest. I just sort of treat them as any other race. I think that's the headspace that you need to go into it. I think you need to just sort of go out there and obviously have a game plan, but they can all change out of the barriers. So you just need to have an open mind and ride your horses how they need to be ridden.
Well, before that, can you get a couple of winners tonight? You've got two this evening. You've got Limberine in race number 5. You've also got our Guardian, I should say, Angel, in race number 8.
Yeah, I think Limbering will run really well. She just sort of went amiss last start. me and Lloydie were pretty confident last time at Pakenham, and she sort of disappointed us. But I think she pulled up a little bit flat from that run. So I think her work in between is really, really good. So, you know, I expect her to run a good race. And, you know, Pakenham suits, she'll be getting back. She's gone a little bit tricky, but she'll be getting back anyway. And she's a filly that will just keep progressing through her grades, and she's got a nice big action on her. So, wouldn't surprise me her hitting the line pretty strong.
All right. You've got an interesting runner tomorrow night at the Valley as well for Lloyd, Lady Award, who we haven't seen for a long time. But if you have a look at the one time that she's been to the track, she was beaten behind Odium at Moe. So has she got a bit of ability?
Yeah, she does. She was very immature last prep and did a few things wrong. She was a little light-framed type of filly, but she's come back and she's put on a lot of weight and she's grown. Her work on Tuesday morning was really good, and her jump outs have been good this time in. So I expect her to run a really good race, especially from a good barrier.
Well, Zach, good luck today, tomorrow, and most importantly, Blue Diamond Day.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Zach Spain.